I'm going to read a couple of paragraphs from the introduction to an amazing book by computer genius Donald Knuth. And when I was briefly studying computer science in the early 90s, he was considered to be a god, and his writing is so lovely and so clever that I couldn't sort of miss him out. Although, I'll be honest, I don't understand all of it. But this is from a terrific book of his called The Metafont Book, which is about a programming language that he devised for the production of vector fonts. A very early attempt at that, from the late 70s, in fact. Here's a couple of paragraphs. A top-notch designer of typefaces needs to have an unusually good eye and a highly developed sensitivity to the nuances of shapes. A top-notch user of computer languages needs to have an unusual talent for abstract reasoning and a highly developed ability to express intuitive ideas in formal terms. Very few people have both of these unusual combinations of skills. Hence, the best products of Metafont will probably be collaborative efforts between two people who complement each other's abilities. Indeed, this situation isn't very different from the way types have been created for many generations, except that the role of punch cutter is now being played by skilled computer specialists instead of by skilled metal workers. A Metafont user writes a program for each letter or symbol of a typeface. These programs are different from ordinary computer programs because they are essentially declarative rather than imperative. In the Metafont language, you explain where the major components of a desired shape are to be located and how they relate to each other, but you don't have to work out the details of exactly where the lines cross, etc. The computer takes over the work of solving equations as it deduces the consequences of your specifications. One of the advantages of Metafont is that it provides a discipline according to which the principles of a particular alphabet design can be stated precisely. The underlying intelligence does not remain hidden in the mind of the designer. It is spelled out in the programs. Thus, consistency can readily be obtained where consistency is desirable, and a font can be readily extended to new symbols that are compatible with the existing ones.